Welcome to the Nutritious and Delicious podcast with me, Bethany. Our mission is to support busy parents all over the world to learn time management while taking care of your nutritional, physical, and mental health. After all, a healthy family starts with a healthy parent. So today I'm super excited. We have Gary here today, and we don't ever have dads on the show because it's always been moms. So actually, Gary, you were the first person today. So I'm super excited to have you on.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So Gary is actually an integrity speaker and a certified life coach. He's based in the Metro Atlanta area, and his holistic approach actually brings clarity, direction, and positive support to his clients. So Gary does actually train men to possess integrity in chaos so they can embrace authenticity. By identifying where the degree of separation between their beliefs and actions, feeling and objective truth, client will reach their highest goal and their dream. So I'm so excited to have you, Gary.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. So today we're actually talking about taking action on your true belief. And I think this is where a lot of people maybe aren't feeling like they're actually aligned with maybe their goals, what they feel in life. But I kind of wanted to start out because we talked about this before, but how did you kind of get into being a motivational speaker? Like, what led you to kind of sharing your story with everybody?
COVID. During the COVID lockdown, I had three kids under the age of five. Mm-hmm. And I was working from home, I was married, and we were in a townhouse and we were doing homeschool. That brought about a huge difficulty for me to make time for myself.
Yeah.
And so that's when I had no choice but to be empty, but having to operate and not really thinking about myself at all. And that's when I remember I told you mother blogs became so helpful to me, because being empty but having to perform and not having enough strength or value, or it was just a lot. So what happened was I got into a depression, and I started just operating in my feelings.
Yeah.
And operating on, you know what, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to care. I'm not really going to take good care of myself because I don't feel like it.
Right.
And during that whole process, marriage was going down. I was there with my kids, but I wasn't there mentally.
Yeah.
And I read this quote that literally said, what you do and what you believe should not be separate. And I felt like scales came from my eyes. I could finally see them. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And that's what led me through the path of realizing I'm not supposed to just, one, kind of go after money.
Right.
Because that's one thing, a lot of men, they have to be providers. We always talking about how to make money and hustle. And that's all I was doing. But I was just doing it. But that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something more meaningful. And I love to speak. I love to motivate people. Mm-hmm. But I was also scared. And so if I believe that, I have to do it. And so that's what led me through the path of discovering that I need to be a speaker and a coach.
That's very brave of you to kind of talk about that. It's hard, I think, when a lot of people have experienced depression. It sounds like there was a mental checkout. Probably, which leads to, again, physical checkout when you believe, like, I don't have the energy, I don't have the strength. You kind of sit in that, and then your actions are kind of showing that, obviously, through your family and maybe lack of motivation, which probably some people have experienced this as well throughout, obviously, the pandemic, is maybe a feeling of, like, well, there's all these things against me. Like, how am I supposed to kind of, like, break through that? Definitely there's a big notion out there of being a boss, and it's not just in the guy section. Like, I see in the women's section too, of like women trying to do their businesses and the hustle and all that kind of stuff. And it's hard because it kind of makes people sort of feel like they have to be in two places at once. Like, they have to be this like amazing person at work and this amazing person in a relationship. And as you know yourself, like when you do the work, it takes a lot of work to be, you know, in a relationship, to be in like work and to be with your kids. Like, you have more kids than I do, but like, I have two boys, and you know, kids are tough too, because they also want a lot of your time, and especially if they're young. And like you said, so we have 7 tips here to help the parents out. So I know a lot of people have been like dealing with a lot of hardships throughout the pandemic and kind of need a bit of a restart, I guess. So we're going to talk about 7 ways to kind of help parents actually take action with aligning with their true beliefs. The first one is silence the noise. So Gary, can you go into that? Because that's something that we talked about in the past. And I think that's something that is really big for parents.
We are very busy outside and very inside. Think about it. When you're very busy, you have everything. The kids are down, the house is clean. We usually just kind of go on our phones. And right now, when we go on our phones, there's so many things that we could do. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stimuli. And so our minds don't really know what it means to be still, especially when we hear a ping. Right now, if your phone rang, you do this, and we're used to being so busy in our mind. We don't really know how to really be still. I remember one time my sister, I love her to death, but she likes to do 2 things at once. Mm-hmm. I told her to take a break one time and don't do anything. Just try to be still. She was very scared because she had to deal with some of the things that she was thinking. It was more of a distraction. And so when we have the ability to really stay still and try to deal with what sadly sometimes you're avoiding, it kind of helps us, one, know what is truthful, because we have so much information going in our minds. If we're in our own funk, we also speak to ourselves. And most of the times the things that we're speaking are not sometimes positive. Mm-hmm. Our minds could take us everywhere. So this also helps us control what actually allow in our minds. So learn how to be in silence. I love nature. I love going to the beach. I love just focusing on that. And it just, there's an ease to that. So trying to silence the noise, especially what's going on in here, because we say a lot of different things that actually hold us back.
Yeah.
And once we control that story and that narrative, we can actually realize what we're saying is either coming from our feelings or is it coming from what we really believe. And right, there's the difference.
I think a lot of people, when you think about silencing the noise, like you just said, it explains a lot why we are, as a culture, I guess, very busy, because we're trying to almost repress how we really feel. And a lot of the times I find a lot of people walking around with a ton of anxiety, and the self-tapes that come out, you can hear it when you talk to people, when you're coaching them, it comes out just in natural conversation. The tapes are very negative, and I think that's it's quite common. And I think that's what happens when a lot of people sort of are running around and they're not silencing the noise, is that all of a sudden those tapes start to come in. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle with, like, anxiety at bedtime or waking up, because it's kind of the first quiet or the last quiet of the day. So I think that's why a lot of people do struggle. You brought this up before, so this is number 2. You brought up the stay-at-home mom blog. So tell me specifically why you related to them.
So a lot of times when people think of stay-at-home moms, it's a very easy job.
Nope. At home
doing this. And as a guy, as I was providing for my wife, I was like, this is easy. Just have to watch the kids. I know how I used to watch the kids, just put them on TV. But when I had to actually really be active, morning to it, I was like, wow. And they're really needy. It was like, this is what you mean? I'm sorry I took advantage of your wife. And it just opened up my eyes. And so then when I wasn't able to kind of get out my funk, and when you... this is a key word, when you're stuck on repeat, doing the same thing over and over, same cries, and you have to try to teach a kid and the patience to try to speak to someone that can't understand. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. And so I was like, so I looked up, how can I have patience with my children? Mother blocks came in. And then they talked about how to have something for you, because a lot of times mothers don't have time for you.
Right.
And my wife, which I appreciate her so much, I knew something was going on with her through the mother blogs, because there was a pattern of her, she wasn't herself. She likes to take showers in the morning and at night. Mm-hmm. But when she was done everything, she was just like, I can't think anymore.
You talked about your wife not being herself, basically, when you read through those blogs, and obviously being a stay-at-home mom myself, I understand how that feels. So it's amazing that even from a dad's perspective, from yourself, that you realized how much hard work it was just to be at home and actually be present, like you said, because that's another way of sort of like checking out again, right? Number three, I would say asking yourself the right questions. What were the right questions that you had to ask yourself?
When a problem happens, once again, we say a script. So if my wife, during that time, if she offended me, I would say, you know what? She really doesn't like me. I'm always doing something wrong. That's a regular dad. I'm always doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And I never questioned what I was saying to myself. So one of the things I was trying to say was just, is this true? And where is this coming from? And I kept questioning, and I said, why is it coming from? And then it's just like, I feel bad about myself because I keep failing. And I don't know if you ever heard this thing called, I think it's the round robin of why. Keep asking why till you get to the root cause of something. And I started asking my questions like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I looking at her like that? What is she dealing with? Right. And that also helped me. It was just like, I'm always looking at myself and not looking at what is she going through. And that really opened me. I'm like, oh, she's going through a lot. Could I give her some grace? As well as, what part did I really play with this? And that's a big thing. Like, we don't like to talk about our part that mm-hmm. contributed. And so those questions, and like, what challenge am I having? What do I really want? And during those times, I'm saying, oh man, I'm operating through my feelings. I did the wrong choice. Maybe I should ask for forgiveness and, you know, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think asking for forgiveness for yourself as well, because sometimes we don't know what we don't know, what's going on in our own head. But I think a great one you just mentioned was finding out how the other person's feeling and kind of what they're dealing with. Because I think a lot of the times people are sort of looking at how they're being wronged. And you're kind of in that mentality of like, I'm being wronged. And you kind of look to the other person for, I guess, happiness sometimes. Or, you know, why can't they understand how I'm feeling? But then you're kind of also not looking at sort of the other side of the stick, right? Of like what's really going on. So having that awareness, I think, is really helpful for taking action on where you are at. Number four is operate in your truth. What do you think about that?
There's a difference between how you feel, which is a truth, and what you believe.
Yeah.
And when you're operating authenticity, is sometimes saying, you know what, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I want to be happy. I just want to be feel good. I want peace.
Right.
And those things are true. However, are you able to ask a different question? What do you believe? Mm-hmm. And does that supersede that? So how did I figure that out was, had a bad argument with my wife. It was just really horrible. And I was just telling myself, I don't feel like loving my enemy. I said that. And I actually said that to God. I said, God, you know, I don't feel like loving my enemy. And a question came up to me. I don't know if it was God. I'll say it's God. But who said anything about feeling? Because love is an action.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a commitment to my wife. And through that, I realized, you know, I made a commitment to her. And as well as I said, I was going to ask the right question. What is the right thing for me to do at this time? Even though I felt this way, what was the right thing for me to do at that time? And I said, you know what? I'm supposed to take her out. I didn't have a chance to really talk to her about what she wanted to talk about. And it blew my mind that once I kind of slowed down and realized what was the truth, is just I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was just operating on how I felt. And so when that's why pain and chaos kind of shows you who you are. And uh-huh. It can either push you forward or can hold you back.
Right.
So it held me back to my feelings. But what I believe is that I should have, what role did I play in that? And during that role, I realized the truth is I am still committed to my wife. I didn't do what I needed to do at that point. And so if I didn't do what I need to do, I shouldn't be complaining about my feelings because I contributed to the situation that I'm actually in.
Right. It always takes two, right? So that's you operating within your truth of, is this truly what you believe? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Number five is dealing with your feelings. So how did you kind of like, now you've kind of got like some awareness. How did you actually deal with those really hard, deep feelings when people are kind of stuck in that depression or that anxiety? Like, how are you sort of getting yourself out of that?
Well, it also kind of goes inside in view of value. So imagine if I know the right thing to do, but I don't feel like it. And I remember I was saying, I don't feel valued. I don't have anything to give.
Mm-hmm.
I can only give if I have something. And so I had to kind of regain value for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so with feelings, the thing about feelings is that you're always going to have feelings. Feelings are not wrong. That's why it's very kind of, there's a nuance. Feelings are not wrong. They tell you if you're uncomfortable with something, if there's something to fear. The problem is what you do with your feelings can either hold you back and push you forward, and you have to validate, is this accurate? If someone is about to attack your child, you're going to jump right in.
Right.
You know what to do. However, if a spouse said something snappy and then you want to do something very malicious, you have to kind of stop and kind of figure out, is this the right thing to do? Is this what I want to do? Or is this what I feel like doing?
Right.
You have to know the difference.
It's being reactionary versus kind of thinking your way through it, I guess. That's sort of the notion what I'm thinking. And then you've kind of brought this up to attention too, but focusing on yourself and dating your spouse again, because you kind of mentioned that through taking your wife out. So that's also another place, if you are in a relationship, is to focus on yourself and to actually start to put some effort into the relationships around you if you feel that they or believe that they are valuable. So give me some words of encouragement on that one for people.
One of the hard things that I realized, and this is very humbling for a man, it all starts with men.
Mm-hmm.
I actually believe it all starts with men. I was the one that pursued my wife, right? I was the one that actually approached her and did all this work. Then when I get married, I stop. I'm just focusing on money.
Right.
And all this different stuff. And I expect her to still give her my body when I'm ready to. And it's kind of a disservice to my wife. And so it kind of says, do you really want me, or did you just want what I can do for you?
Right.
Was I just another notch on your belt?
Yeah.
My wife said something to me a few years ago that really hurt me. When I was just trying to be, you know, a hustler and trying to do all these things, she said, are me and the kids ever enough for you?
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm trying to be a protector. I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to make sure that we live a great life, but she doesn't have my presence. So I believe it starts with the man, and it also starts with the man taking responsibility for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
I am committed to you, and I know what I need to do. I need to take my wife out. I need to date her. I need to do new things. I need to talk to her. I need to talk about my emotions, which is a big thing with guys. I need to date her. Like, dating should not stop after the marriage. And I definitely just kind of got lazy. I got comfortable. Because when more responsibility happens, like, well, what do you expect? I don't want to do it now. We're late. And I live in my excuses instead of taking responsibility as to what I created.
Right.
My wife still wants to be loved. She wants to know that I can still go after her as the person, not her body.
Right. And that's, again, I think a lot of people go into that notion of like being comfortable, not just with another person, but sometimes it's comfortable with yourself. Not resetting goals for yourself. Like, you know, I know there's New Year's resolutions and all that people set up. And I think a lot of people get excited for that because it feels like a fresh chapter. But why not be able to do that throughout the rest of the year for yourself or even with your partner or, you know, goals with your family? But a lot of people, it's, yeah, they kind of let it go dry and people get comfortable and it can hurt your relationships, definitely, and hurt yourself. So this kind of leads into the last one. So courage to actually change yourself, because I think that's the big one, is like you just said, is focusing on sort of your own things, because if you're focusing on the other person, you're actually not going to get there because you're just blaming other people and living in your own excuses. So the courage to change yourself, kind of where did you find that really helped you?
Because when I realized what I really believed, the fear came up. Because when you take the courage to do something, that you kind of, courage can only be courage if there's something to fear. And so I had to, I'm gonna have to fight for myself, fight for the things that I haven't fought for. And it's kind of scary because that means I may be opposed, and you're going to have a backbone to fight for yourself and figure out a healthy way, not having to scream, not having to yell, but finding a healthy way to defend yourself because that's what you believe. And it's scary. That's why I love what Will Smith said. Will Smith said two things that really hit home. He said, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
And he said, real life is only lived in the opposite side of fear. Like, you have to kind of go through. You can't go around it. And that takes courage. It takes courage to, what you're doing is to take courage to speak, to put yourself out there. You're making yourself vulnerable to criticism.
Right.
Who wants to do that? But you're taking courage, meaning whether people like it or not, you're okay with what you're doing because that's what you believe.
Right. And it's got to be, you got to start with, you're okay with who you are. And again, that goes back to self-esteem, self-worth. And I think the notion of just starting with you. And I find I usually do try and tell our parents and stuff in the morning, start with some self-affirmations. If you don't have them in your own head, rely on someone else for a while, you know, start to listen to them. Is there any other messages that you want our listeners to take away today from taking action on your true belief?
I would say just responsibility. We're in a place right now where we have the opportunity through social media to complain and to blame.
Yeah.
And through that, we don't know that when you complain and you blame, it validates for you to stay the same way you are.
Oh yeah.
So take responsibility by not complaining, not blaming. Don't try to defend yourself. Take responsibility for all your actions. Don't blame anybody else for where you are, but where you are. And that will really help you because I'm responsible for my wife. A lot of times, and this happens a lot, I speak to a lot of married couples where, well, she's not doing this. I'm not going to do that if she doesn't do that. So if you're waiting for the other person to change, to do something, that's not going to work. The best, and I'll say this is the last thing, one of the best quotes I heard was that each person in a relationship is a color. And when you combine that, it creates a new color. But if you change one color, it changes the whole thing. And that's what we need to do. We have to realize if we change, we can change the whole scope of our relationship. And I believe it takes responsibility to do that.
Exactly. You just pretty much nailed it right there, saying that a healthy family starts with a healthy parent. Because like for you, you're being the healthy dad, the healthy husband, and you're being the leader in your life for your wife and for your kids. And that's amazing. And I love that we've got a dad on here. So how can our listeners actually connect with you, Gary?
You can connect with me on my website, GarySteve.com, as well as on my Instagram is GarySteveSpeaks. That's the best two ways to contact me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I really appreciate your feedback and everything for all those amazing dads out there.
Thank you again.